Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. The happiest cabbie alive. Why? I'll tell you. Because I like my job. Crazy about it. Meet all kinds of people. Nice people. Not so nice people. People in a hurry. People who don't lose any sleep if they never get to where they're going. Yeah, people. I ask you. Anyway, like I say, I love my job. I love my cab. I'm a happy guy. Until all of a sudden you're minus a cab and your happiness flies out of the window. It's like a pug with a great right hook. One day he hurts his right duke, and what does he get? A busted lip from the other guy. That's what I'm getting at. The day my old jalopy suddenly decided to send the piston right through the engine block. That was the day Chuck Edwards went down for the count. Didn't even come out for the second round. Yep. Life was just one big busted lip. The only rounds I was enjoying was the rounds of drinks my sidekick Red was paying for in Gino's Bar and Grill. Yeah, you see, that's the story, Red. My old cab's in the repair shop.
How's that, Chuck?
Yeah. How's what?
About your cab?
I just told you, didn't I? The piston went through the block and she's having a new engine fitted.
Big job, huh?
Well, you can say that again.
Big job, huh?
Yeah, blockhead.
What have I done now?
Nothing. Why?
Calling me a blockhead.
Not you, stupid. The piston went through the blockhead. What's the use?
Still, don't worry, Chuck.
Don't worry. I'm out of work and he says don't worry.
Who said that?
Sure, I'm worried. You know something?
No.
I ain't gonna get the old jalopy fixed up.
What you gonna do, Chuck?
I'm gonna get me a used car and get it converted into a swell cab. The way I figure it, a cab's never the same when it's been patched up. Yeah, that's what I'll do for sure.
What you gonna do, Chuck?
Get a new cab.
Who, me? I don't need a new cab. Mine's going fine. She don't start too easy in the mornings, but aside from that...
Red.
Yeah?
Now, let's get this straight. I am getting a new cab. You are not getting a new cab. Your cab is just fine.
Except it don't start too easy in the morning.
Yeah, like you said.
When you gonna get it, Chuck?
As soon as I can.
Oh. Hey, meantime, you can use my cab. You're very welcome.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Drive along with you.
Doing what?
Showing the way.
Yeah, showing who the way?
Guys. You know, foreign guys who ain't never seen New York before. They don't know where nothing is. I'll show them.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, kind of courier.
No, I just want to show these guys the way.
Yeah. So where'd you take them, huh? Fifth Avenue, Rockefeller Center, Tiffany's?
Disneyland.
What you want to take them to Disneyland for?
Because I ain't never seen it myself.
But that's 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, but think of the fare.
Yeah, so that's how it was. Red drove me downtown looking at used car bargains. Yeah, bargains. That's a laugh. By me, a bargain is when they pay me to take the heap of junk away. We saw long, thin cars, short, fat cars, happy-looking cars, sad-looking cars, old cars, new cars, something borrowed, something blue cars, but not the right car. The car that would convert easily into a cab. There was only one place left to try, and that was McGinty's used car boutique. I ask you, boutique yet? Still, somehow, I had a hunch that they would have the car I wanted. Maybe right at this moment, the car I was looking for was sitting in McGinty's, waiting for me to buy it.
Hey, you.
Yeah?
You the owner of this dump?
What of it?
See that black sedan over there?
So?
I want to rent a parking space in your garage.
Sorry, mister. We don't rent parking space. Just dealing used cars.
Okay. So you're turning your back on $100, huh?
Well, suddenly I see it all your way.
That's better.
How long for?
Hard to tell. Month maybe, maybe two. Gets to be over 2 months, you get another $100.
Well, you got yourself a deal, mister.
Good. Here, first payment.
Oh, thanks, mister. The key?
What for?
Well, I gotta take it to the garage, ain't I? Maybe move it around later. 2 months is a long time.
Okay, but remember, talking only, nothing else.
Sure, sure. What's the name?
Does it matter?
Oh, listen, for $100, nothing matters.
Good. Okay, you can park it. My money counts as of now.
Thanks, mister. I'll look after it for you. Oh, gee, I knew parking was kind of hard to get in this town, but this is crazy. Oh, well, never look a gift horse in the mouth, as my dear old mother used to say. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, boss?
A couple of bites to eat. Look after things, will you?
Sure, boss.
Oh, that black sedan over there. Bring it into the lot, but go easy with her. That little baby's worth $100 to me.
Gee, boss, looks worth more than that to me.
Yeah, well, look after the joint, Tony. I'll be back in an hour. Gonna grab me a bite to eat, right?
Okay, boss, don't worry. I'll look after the place real good, huh?
Hello, Michael. Guess who this is?
President Johnson.
No.
Castro.
No.
Babe Ruth.
But he's dead.
Yeah, and for all I've seen of you in the last week, you may as well be.
Ah, Michael.
Don't you Michael me. Where you been?
Busy.
Tell her about the cab.
What was that?
Not yet, Red. Nothing, baby. I'm with Red.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Red on account of not seeing you lately. Though why I bother, I don't know. Mother don't know either.
Yeah, Mother don't know what day it is.
What was that?
I said, you know what day it is.
Sure I know what day it is. Thursday.
Tell her about the cab, Chuck.
Shh. What are you shushing me for? I ain't talking loud.
Look, Michael, I got a surprise for you.
You gonna tell her about the cab, Chuck?
Yeah, I know your surprises. You ain't gonna pick me up tonight. Or if you don't pick me up, it's gonna be late. Some surprise.
No one is, Michael. It's true. Of course, I will have to be a little late, but that's only because I gotta get the... I gotta get the surprise ready.
Tell me the same old story.
Don't you believe me?
So, what's the surprise?
Tell her about the cab.
Right down with you, Red. Michael, if I tell you what it is, it won't be a surprise no more. Only I'm gonna have to be a little bit late.
Oh, that means you don't show up at all. Oh, well. Dinner for one, please, Jane.
No, no, honest, Michael. I'll be there, and boy, will you be surprised.
Okay, let me guess.
Go ahead, but you won't guess in a million years.
You're getting a new cab.
I told you wouldn't get... What?
Tell her about the cab, Chuck.
She knows, stupid, she knows! How about that? Only a dame like Michael could hit the jackpot right away like that. Yeah. Smart, that girl. Real smart. Anyway, so Red and I moseyed over to McGinty's used car boutique. You know, that word boutique kind of sticks in my throat. If you knew McGinty, and if you knew his used cars, should have been called McGinty's used car morgue. Mind you, I wouldn't say his cars was dead. No, they was just very sick. Anyway, Red and me draws up outside the joint. I figured I had nothing to lose by looking. Then it happened. Like they say in the movies, it was love at first sight. She was long, sleek, and elegant, a beaut. Boy, what a cab that would make. I'd have them queuing up to ride in it. Okay, Tony, I like her. What's she going for?
Gee, Chuck, I don't know. Is it McGinty? You say she's worth $100. I tell you what, you give me a $300... He's got to make a summer profit, I guess, huh?
Okay, three, done.
Hey, wait a minute, Tony.
What's the matter?
She's only done 10,000 miles.
Hey, you're right. It's better to make it a 400, huh?
Will you shut up, Red? Okay, $400.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, wait a minute.
What?
It's this year's model.
Hey, is that right? Hey, you know, Chuck, maybe better make it a $500, huh?
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Hey, Tony, wait a minute.
$500 it is. Here you are, Tony. Where's the key?
It's in the car. You can drive away, huh?
Thanks, Tony. Come on, Red.
Okay, so long, fella.
Boy, it's a $500. It's a $400 profit. He said, McGinty is sure going to be pleased with me. He said, maybe make me a partner.
How did it go?
Cinch lucky. A breeze.
Good. How'd you get rid of the gun?
Easy.
So how?
Pushed it tight down in the back seat of the car.
What did you do with the car?
Took it to a used car dump. Paid the guy $100 for parking it.
And?
And he keeps $100 and the car. We don't pick it up. By the time he wakes up to wondering where we are, the heat will be off. Yeah, great idea, huh, boss?
Oh, sure. Just one thing.
What's that, boss?
Suppose somebody looks in the back seat.
But what for?
How do I know what for, idiot? These things happen by accident.
Yeah, but I...
No buts, fool. The whole thing's ridiculous. Too risky. They find the gun, they find us.
Gee, boss, I thought I was doing the right thing.
That's why I'm the boss and you're a stooge. You're not a very clever one.
Boss,
go back and get that car. Tell him you changed your mind. Tell him anything, but get it. Bring it here. I will decide what is to be done with the gun.
Okay, Lucky. I'll go get it right away.
You do that. Oh, and legs.
Yeah, boss?
The men who work for me do not make mistakes. The ones who make mistakes, all dead. Stay smart, Legs. It's good for your health.
Oh, boy, was I pleased with the car I bought. Even though Red opened his mouth just twice too many times, so it cost me $200 more. Ah, but she handled like a dream. Sometimes, like when I was ticking over at traffic lights, I had to check to make sure the engine was still running. She was so quiet. Anyway, I takes her into the repair shop where they had my old jalopy. And I tells them to quit waking on that and sell it for whatever they could get without an engine. And I tell them to fix the fare meter and the radio from my old cab onto the new one. So I'm sitting in Red's cab waiting for the job to be ready.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah?
Nothing.
What?
That's what I mean, nothing. I ain't had a fare in more than 3 hours.
Yeah, 'tis pretty quiet.
You know why, don't you?
Why?
The airlines.
Oh, the airlines?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
'Tain't right.
What ain't?
The airlines.
What are you talking about?
The airlines.
Well, what about them?
That's why I ain't had a fare for more than 3 hours.
Oh?
Yeah. Competition from the airlines.
Competition?
Yeah, you see, I can't afford the dough.
For what?
Big advoids.
Oh, I see.
Come fly with us to Honolulu, Rio de Janeiro, Helsinki, Paris. That's what they say. How can I fight that? How can I put a full-page ad in one of them classy magazines? Now, what could I say? Come drive with me to the Bronx, the Bowery, Yonkers. See what I mean? Don't sound right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's why I ain't had a fare for more than 3 hours. People are flying everywhere these days. They don't want cabs no more.
Are you nuts, Red? Sure they still want cabs. They wouldn't use a plane to go from here to 54th Street.
The day is coming, Chuck. The day is coming.
Huh?
Helicopters, that's what they'll be using. I worry about things like that. Some nights I can't sleep thinking about helicopters. Thousands of them flying through the sky.
Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Most guys go to sleep dreaming about broads. He dreams about helicopters.
And another thing.
What?
When's your new cab going to be ready?
Why?
Well, because if I'm going to be if I'm going to be a guy what shows other guys the way round, I want to do it in your nice new cab. Mine's getting pretty shabby.
Ah, oh, sure, Red. You're welcome.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, how's the time? A few minutes before 4. They told me to collect it at 4:30. I got time yet. Hey, Red, ain't they broadcasting the 4 o'clock race from Palm Springs?
Could be.
Well, turn it on and find out, huh?
What happens if I get a fare?
So we'll turn it off.
Yeah, but it might be an exciting race, and I won't want to miss it. And I'll lose the fare, and then...
I'll turn it on, will you?
Okay, okay.
And now we're due to go over for the 4 o'clock race from Palm Springs. Unfortunately, there seems to be a hitch due to interference in the ionosphere, but we'll join Palm Springs as soon as we can. Meantime, here's a newsflash. Early this morning, the body of Teamster Union boss Wally Sullivan was dragged from the Hudson River after FBI chief received an anonymous tip-off. Sullivan, 55, had been shot dead by 3 bullets and apparently cast into the river Manhattan side. Experts agree the slugs came from a French maid. I'll repeat that. Experts agree that the slugs came from a French-made automatic revolver. The murder weapon has not been found. FBI chief Arthur Hendricks is working on the case. Well, we still can't seem to pick up Palm Springs, so for the moment, here is some music.
You may as well turn it off.
Gee, how about that, Chuck?
The union boss. Yeah. Still, according to some people, he was getting pretty involved in big politics. And according to some people, too involved. You never know with them babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's about time I went and picked up my new cab. I'll bring it back here, and we can go for a spin, okay?
Okay. Don't be long, Chuck.
Yeah, okay, okay. See you later, Red.
I'll be here. These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots is gonna walk all over you. Yeah, that's what it is, the airlines.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Who else?
Where to?
I'm not going no place.
Oh.
Listen.
Yeah?
Maybe you can give me some information.
Oh, you're one of them foreign guys who wants to see places. Sure, mister. You come to the right guy. First stop, Rockefeller Center, and then we'll go to Grand Central Station.
Cut it out.
Okay, we'll cut Grand Central Station out. Maybe you don't like
it. Listen, will you? That's better. Now, I'm looking for 2 guys. Cabbies, understand?
Oh, you want 2 cabs? You got a friend also wants showing round?
Oh, cut it out, stupid. What are you, some kind of a nut?
Now, look, mister. I don't think I like your tone.
Forget about the tone. Like I'm saying, I'm looking for 2 cabbies. It's important. I got something for them. They'll be real pleased.
They will?
Yeah. One of them's a short, well-built guy, and his pal's a big, stupid kind of guy. Always go around together.
Short, stupid guy?
No, big, stupid guy.
Well, that's what I said. Stupid.
Right.
What about the other guy?
Short, well-built.
Let me see. Big, stupid, short, well-built guy. No, I ain't seen him.
You sure?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I ain't sure. I mean, I see a lot of guys being a cabbie and all, but a big, short, stupid, well-built guy, I don't know.
Look, there was 2 of them.
2 of them?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, I must be nuts standing here arguing with you.
That's what Chuck says.
Who's Chuck?
He's my friend. You must have seen him around. Short, well-built.
No, I ain't seen him.
Oh, well, if he's still around when he gets back, I'll introduce him to him.
Look, Bird Brain, you think that's all I gotta do? Stand around here waiting for your friend to turn up?
Well, Red, what you think of this baby, huh?
Great, Chuck.
Ain't that the truth?
Great.
I want to try out the radio. I'll get Myrtle. Hello? Hello, is that you, Myrtle?
Hi, Chuck, honey.
Hello, baby.
Did you get it?
Get it? I'm driving it right now.
Really? Gee, that's wonderful.
Oh, she's a beaut, Myrtle. Drives like a dream.
Well, I'm really glad for you, Chuck. May you drive her only in hell.
Oh, baby, in this, they'll be lining up to flag me down. Hey, Myrtle, next to you, I love her best in the whole world.
Oh, go on with ya.
Honest engine. Hey, listen, baby, I'll see you around about 9 o'clock and we'll... Hey, what was that?
What was that?
I don't know. What was it, Red?
Sounds like we got a flat tire.
Oh, yeah, that must be it. Listen, Myrtle, I better switch off. See you later.
Okay, Chuck, honey. See ya.
Hey, you know something?
What?
How come we got a flat tire, but the car's solid as a rock on the road?
I pull over. Let's have a look, see, huh? Yeah, you check the rear tires. I'll check the front.
Okay.
Well, these two are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you doing here? I told you to go check the rear tires.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These two are okay, Chuck?
Yeah? Hey, that's funny. What else could it have been, huh? Everything inside seems fine. Can't figure this out. Ah, must have been someone else's tires. Hey, watch this. Hey, Red, come here.
What is it, Chuck?
Take a look at this.
Huh? A hole in the roof. I ain't never seen that before.
Of course not, Bonehead, because it wasn't there.
Yeah, that must be it.
Now look, another hole in the back seat. Hey, you know what these are, Red?
Holes?
Yeah, but what kind of holes? I'll tell you, Red. Bullet holes.
You mean somebody fired at us?
I don't see how they could have done. Unless they was underneath the back seat.
There was nobody there, I swear it.
You're darn right there was nobody there. Hey, Red, come on, give me a hand. I want the back seat out.
Okay, Chuck.
That's it, Red. There we are. Wow!
A gun!
You said it. That thing must have gone off by itself. See, from the angle, you can see it went right through the back seat, straight out and hit the roof.
That's terrible. I might have been killed.
Okay, one thing's for sure. We get right back in here and take it to the cops.
Yeah, we take it right to the cops.
Come on, get in, Red. Let's make it snappy.
Where's the nearest precinct?
49th or 53rd Street.
Is that where you're going now?
No, Red. I am going to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Where'd you think I'm going?
Okay. I was just asking.
Ah, sorry, Red. But I'm all steamed up at the moment. No cab, and right away I get bullet holes all over it. Who could be so lucky?
Ain't nothing to worry about, Chuck. They'll soon patch him up.
Yeah, I suppose so, but you... Hey, Red. Take a look out the rear window, will you?
I'm looking.
What'd you see?
Cars.
What about the car directly behind us? The blue sports coupe.
Yeah, I see it.
That's what I'm afraid of. That car's been following us for the last 5 minutes.
That don't mean nothing.
Maybe not. But just the same, I'm going to try giving it a slip. Just see what happens, will you?
Okay.
Did we lose it?
No, it's still with us. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
I recognize the driver. Yeah, it's him.
Who?
The guy who came up to me a couple of hours ago.
Came up to you? To talk to you, you mean?
Yeah.
What'd he want?
He was looking for two cabbies. Said he had something for them.
Yeah?
He told me what they looked like and everything. One was a short, well-built guy, and the other one was big and stupid. I told him, sorry, I couldn't help.
Short, well-built, big, stupid? Hey, you dumb clunk, that's us!
Us? Can't be. I'm not short and well-built.
No, but you're big and stupid. Now hold on to your hat. Let's see what this baby can do for speed.
Hey, Chuck, what are you trying to do?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
We'll be pinched for speed.
Yeah, boy, but I'd be glad.
Huh?
I'd rather be caught by the cops than those babies behind us.
That's good thinking.
How am I doing?
I don't know. I'm on the floor.
Well, get up and take a look.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, they're drawing level with us, trying to cut in.
No, you don't, big boy.
Pull over if you know what's good for you.
Drop dead.
Yeah, drop dead. He's forcing us over, Chuck.
I can't hold her. Look out, Red. So that was it. Funny how I was telling you earlier on about life being a busted lip, because that was what I landed with. Red didn't sustain no injuries. He landed on his head. The crook who was driving the other car, Lex Kowalski, they found him with his head through the windshield. The cops rounded up the boss of the murder gang, Lucky Paluzzi. Yeah, it seems like he was running a nice, cozy little outfit that took on assassinations. Once they found the gun, they had no trouble pinning the murder rap on him and his gang for bumping off the TU boss, Wally Sullivan. Me? Well, my new cab ain't fit for the road no more. But at least the cops made McGinty give me my $500 back. Well, it's been nice talking to you. And remember, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.